Shalom and God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. We thank God for another time in His presence. The Bible says that, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you." We started looking at the kingdom life, or what I termed the kingdom series. And yesterday we looked at the kingdom power. Amen. Let's read two portions of scripture before we go on to our sharing for today. We are going to take our first reading from John Gospel. John chapter 14, verse 12. And I read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Amen. You're also going to read from Acts of the Holy Ghost in the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God with boldness." Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, isn't it a very good thing that Jesus Christ should go back to the Father? Because the word says that he said, "Greater works shall we do, because I go unto my Father." And also, we realize that the Holy Ghost or the kingdom power did not stop when Jesus died and rose and went back and ascended back to heaven. It didn't also stop when the apostles died. We know from history, the dark ages, when the apostles died, the Roman Catholic Church took over and they brought in dogmas, traditions of men, and the church became cold and dead. But we thank God that Azusa Street Revival brought back the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it didn't even stop when the early church transpired. The Bible says what? We should seek the faith that was delivered unto the saints. So the kingdom power is very paramount to we believers of the end time, just as it was in the beginning when the church started. They had to wait on God. They had to wait for the promise in the upper room. And God sent that power. And the church started. Amen. When Paul came on the scene, yesterday we read that, Acts chapter 19, he met certain disciples. And probably the way they were carrying themselves, the way they were talking, Apostle Paul realized that these people do not have the kingdom power. They didn't have the Holy Ghost. So he asked them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" And they said they didn't even as much heard of anything called the Holy Spirit. So we realize that the Holy Spirit is very, very, very important in the life of a believer, in the life of a Christian. And so the kingdom power is the central focal point, the energizing force, energizing thing that propel the Christian to move on. Amen. And just as it is a continual infilling, when we find ourselves dry, lukewarm, then we need to go back to the source for another infilling, as the apostles did. The Bible said they prayed and they were refilled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today I want us to just dwell a little bit on the kingdom power. And we want to look at gifts in our life. You know, we are not known by the gift. People are gifted. The Bible says that gifts and calling are without repentance in Romans chapter 11. But most of the time, people major on the minor. Instead of majoring on the major, they major on the minor. The gifts are not the Holy Ghost. The gifts are not the power. Bible says gifts and calling are without repentance. In Matthew Gospel, the Bible says, wherefore, by their fruit ye shall be known. Or by their fruit they shall know them. What fruit are we bearing? We know the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 lists some of the fruit of the Spirit. Some of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Are we bearing these fruits in our life? If we are, then we can boldly say that the kingdom power, we have come to a kingdom where the Lord Jesus Christ is the King. And we are reigning and ruling with Him. It's a kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. And we need to reign and rule with Him. And when He comes back in the millennium to establish His kingdom, we are also going to reign again with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there is a need for us to portray, to have this power in our life. Amen. In Matthew Gospel again, Matthew 7, 21, the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. What is the will of the Father? If you don't have the kingdom power, how are you going to do the will of the Father? And also, we realize that the emphasis here is on Lord. Lord, amen, praising and exalting Jesus. There is nothing wrong about exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ needed to be exalted. His name is above every other name. The Bible says at the mention of the name Jesus, all the things in all the hosts in heaven and on earth and under the earth, they bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But what is good? Amen. The character that we portray is also the thing. Hallelujah. We realize that men tend to love the man Jesus, but they do not love the word of God. Hallelujah. They do not love the Holy Scriptures. How are we going to love the Holy Scriptures if the kingdom power, the Holy Spirit, which is not in us. The Bible says, if in John's Gospel, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And what are the commandments of God? It is His word. Hallelujah. And we are going to see in a minute, Lord, the Holy Spirit is going to lead us into all truth of the Bible. Amen. And our attitude to Jesus is revealed in our attitude towards how we understand our grounding, our faith, solidly rooted in the Word of God. Hallelujah. His Word, by revelation of the Spirit, is all that we need. Hallelujah. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we cannot love Jesus unless we regard the infallible and the perfect word of God. Amen. The Bible or the scriptures reveal the thoughts of Jesus. Amen. We must love the Lord, His thinking, which he has revealed in our day as we learn the scriptures. What are His thoughts for our day? We must know our day and its message. And we can only know that when the kingdom power is operating in our life. In the same Matthew Gospel, we also read from Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, the Bible says that, "And in that day, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works?" Oh my, those are wonderful works. Hallelujah. And this can be very, very, very impressive. Hallelujah. Very impressive list of achievement. Amen. But this list of achievements is not the fact, is not the guarantee that we have the kingdom power. It's the kingdom power that is going to resurrect us at the last day, at the last trump, when the trumpets are sound. We must be in a position to have the kingdom power. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. People tend to estimate highly their local church, their congregation. That is good. But the supernatural gift does not prove that you are close to God. Amen? The only thing that will prove that you are close to God is you having the kingdom power. Kingdom power operating in your life, guiding you and leading you to the deeper truths of the Bible. Hallelujah. Deeper things of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If not, then we will not be wanted at the wedding feast. Amen. We will not have the wedding garment on. We need the kingdom power, the Holy Ghost in our life. Brothers and sisters, let us go on and read Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Matthew chapter 7, and the Bible says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from ye that work iniquity." Praise the Lord. All the miracles prove nothing if we do not understand the Holy Scriptures. Amen. If we do not plant our feet in the revealed truth of the Bible, in the pages of the Bible, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that don't have that revelation, when the Lord comes, the bride who is clothing itself with the revelation of the word day in, day out, they are putting on the wedding garment. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes, those that are not putting on, they don't have that kingdom power operating in their members, then they'll be definitely left behind. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, we are not sad people. We are striving. We are looking up that the kingdom power will be our portion, that the Lord will continually fill us every day of our life as we walk the journey. Oh, when we are weary, let us look unto the Lord Jesus, who is the lifter of our head, who is the one that is empowering us. When we call upon, he said, "Call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which we know us not." The Lord Jesus Christ is always ready to fill us, always ready to energize us, always ready to lead us on. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. So we see that having the supernatural gift does not guarantee that God will accept us as a bride. Gifts are gifts, brothers and sisters. God has given gift to the church to perfect the church, to for the work of the ministry, gift to the body. But having the gift is not a guarantee that you have that kingdom power in you. The apostles had the kingdom power. They have the gift. John chapter 6 verse 13. The Bible reads, "And how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Hallelujah. He's going to guide us into all truth. "He shall not speak for himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He shall speak through us." If we make ourselves available to this kingdom power, he's going to speak through us. Amen. The main purpose of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into all truth. There are so many deceptions, so many people lying that they have the truth. So many confusion in this end time. But the Holy Spirit, the kingdom power, is going to help us to understand the scriptures. It's going to help us so that our will, the will of the Lord, will be done in our life. Amen. If we are filled with that kingdom power, the Holy Spirit, we are not going to speak for ourselves. Amen. Our attention will be turned to the faith of our fathers, the apostolic fathers, those who started the race. The Bible says, what? Jesus, Jesus Christ is the first, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. That which he started in the early church is going to mature and is going to grow and is going to come into fruition in the last church. Hallelujah. Jesus is the first and the last. Hallelujah. Amen. So the seed that was planted in the first church, and apparently which died in the dark ages, resurrected back to life on the Azusa streets of the USA, where the gift, the outpouring of the Spirit started pouring. And so God started doing a new thing, and we are in the last of the ages. God has raised the last of the messengers, raised, giving us the last age messenger, and is bringing us to the running up the truth of the Bible. He said, "In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished." The mystery of God. And the kingdom power is the only spirit that will lead us into all truth and bring everything unto our remembrance. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us all to all the time seek and look unto this power for growth, for direction, for revelation, for our Christian life. May the Lord bless you as we come to the final part of this series tomorrow. Shalom, and God bless you. Amen.